22-7271 at 98th and for 98th and Central Partners LLC at Central between 98th Street and 94th Street. And JAG Planning and Zoning is the agent. Good morning, Ms. Garcia.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Okay, go ahead and give us an overview of this this idea.
Okay, great, thank you. So currently we're working with the property owner who has six lots on Central Northwest, which is close to Central 98th Street. And they are wanting to combine them into three separate lots. They each are 50 feet wide, as you could see from the drawing there. And they are the zone category requires them to be at least 100 feet wide. So we are actually moving ahead with some platting action that would bring the property into compliance in terms of lot size requirements. So the property owner does intend on developing at a future date. And so we are just here to come in with the plat today.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's go to Water Authority for comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. For this particular project, we have an availability statement that's been issued. It's 210736. It covers the same lots. That was done by someone looking to purchase the property. I'm not sure if it's the current owner, but the development requirements would apply. We do have, there are improvements that are going to be required when the site develops in terms of there's a public water main going to be needed in Central Avenue. That's all detailed in the availability statement. For the plat itself, we're also requesting that New Mexico 811 be called so that our line can be spotted, particularly concerned about the one in the alley to the rear. Often those are not located perfectly and they tend to go not perfectly straight and get into and out of people's property. And if it's doing that, we need an easement. And we would require that to be dedicated with any platting action. So particularly the one in the alley in the back, we have a water main back there that does need to be located, surveyed, and then shown on any platting action. And then the easement requirements for such are included in the comments. I think if you don't have a copy of it, we need to get you a copy of that availability statement. It does detail what water main is required, and then the easement on the line in the rear. Those are our primary concerns. If you have any questions for me at this time, I'd be happy to answer. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Carter. So I did receive a copy of that water availability statement this morning. So so we do have that. Thank you. And so I'm just wanting to confirm that the improvements that you have indicated or that are on the water availability letter can be done when construction occurs as opposed to when the subdivision plat is finalized. Is that correct?
This is Blaine for the Water Authority. I think the gist of the question is you are eliminating three lot lines, making this three lots instead of six lots, and can the construction be deferred until one of those lots is developed? I'm going to ask Chris about that one. I'm a little unsure. I don't want to give you the wrong answer. In other projects in the city, for even a replat, as the county calls it, we would do improvements with the platting action. And that this is prepping the parcels for development. There's water lines required to prep the parcels for development and require it with the platting action. So that's what my gut is telling me, is that no, you would have to do it with this lot line removal. But I want to confirm that with Chris before I give you a formal official answer.
Okay, thank you. So I'll email you just to kind of have an email string on that.
That would be much appreciated, this Blaine for the Water Authority. That would be a great prompt for me to respond to. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Mr. BSR?
Madam Chair, this is Shah BSR. So any improvements needed, it needs to be on an infrastructure list with the plat in action. It cannot be deferred to the building permit.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to code enforcement.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The property is zoned NRBP and must meet all dimensional standards per IDO 51E, Table 513. If there's any existing approved business park site plans, an administrative amendment may be needed for any modification of that plan, including replat or future development. A replat must meet all IDO sections 5.3, access and connectivity, and 5.4, subdivision of land. No further comments.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Metzger. So I did speak with the property owner who indicated that there is no approved site development plan or site plan. So I'm assuming that we could proceed with the plat without creating one. Just to proceed with the plat, and then when the developer decides to develop on the site, then come in for site plan approval.
Ms. Angela Metzger with Code Enforcement, you are correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. If new development is applicable per IDO 56B, including any non-residential and or multifamily uses, street trees will be required on Central Avenue Northwest.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hydrology.
Bezer with hydrology. A blanket cross lot drainage easement will be required, and please name the beneficiary and the maintenance responsibility on that easement note. Any future development will require a grading and drainage plan, something that they hadn't added on the notes. Any improvements needed as part of the plotting action will have to be on an infrastructure list, and alley improvements might be required as part of that as well.
Okay, thank you. So again, you're saying that the alley improvements would have to happen with the plat?
Yeah, we have to look at the alley. If it's not improved, that will have to happen with the plat. And the reasoning of needing the infrastructure list, I mean, it's so one lot owner will not end up responsible for the entire improvement, depending, you know, who comes in first. So those improvements must happen with the plotting action.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Transportation.
Ernest Armyhill, Transportation. Please provide sidewalk, curb, and gutter fronting this property along frontage per DPM requirements.
Okay. Your comments indicated that we could apply for a waiver on that.
Oh, yes. Ernest from Hill Transportation, yes, that's true. It's like anybody can apply for a waiver, whether it's approved or not. You know, we'd have to take a look at your justification. But yes, you can apply for a waiver.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and then planning staff, this part of Central, is it one of our special areas at all? An activity center, premium transit, anything like that?
This is Robert Webb Planning. Is that a major transit corridor?
A major transit corridor, okay, but not, yeah. So I'm just trying to figure out what is the sidewalk width required here. Mr. Armyhill, did you state that?
Ernest Armyhill Transportation. We had some questions on that, since this is along the frontage of Central and not along Central itself. So that's something that we would need to work on.
Oh, is there a frontage road?
Yes. This is along the frontage along Central.
Okay, got it. Okay, yeah, that is different. Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Azar. I think if it was along Central, you know, to answer your question, I believe it's 10 feet, right, Ernest?
That would be correct.
Okay. All right, yeah, I was just wanting to make sure we didn't skip over that. So let's go to planning comments.
Robert Webb Planning. First four or five comments are standard comments with documentation and signatures and submittals. So just let us know if you have any questions on those. We're happy to help with those. Future development must meet all dimensional standards of IDO section 5.1 for NRBP. And you've already noted the 100-foot width, and there's also a building coverage maximum of 50%. Property is within a major transit corridor, so reference table 3 of the IDO for provisions of the ABC comp plan centers and corridor areas related to major transit. And future development must meet the facade design requirements of IDO section 511E.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Webb and Mr. Armijo. Thank you as well.
Okay. Ms. Garcia, thank you. And good luck with the next step on that project.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you all.